Chapter 1. Have you got a brilliant brain? Sounds like a great thing, right? And it is, for the most part. But having a brilliant brain is no walk in the park. I should know. I've got a brilliant brain, and sometimes it's exhausting. In case we haven't met before, my name is Cass. I'm smart and funny and 10 years old. I'm also a genius detective. That's where the brilliant brain comes in. When solving mysteries with my two best friends, Lex and Nicholas, my brilliant brain is invaluable. We had a whopper of a mystery recently. Someone was breaking into our secret clubhouse. That's right, we've got a secret clubhouse. It's got walls and a door and everything, and it's in a very secret location, in the hedge at the end of Mr. McCall's field. But keep that to yourself. It's a secret. After lots of detecting and spying and dangerous adventures involving bulls and dogs and screeching cats, we finally figured out that it was Lex's granny and her card-playing friends who were breaking in. We built them their own clubhouse to keep them happy and out of ours. But that's not important right now. What's important is that as soon as the mystery was solved, my brain got bored. It started to itch. It was itching for another exciting mystery to solve. And that's the exhausting thing about having a brilliant brain. The itch. So, I was on the lookout for the Bubble Street Gang's next great adventure. That's the name of our secret club, by the way. Shh. And I found it. Want to hear what it is? Are you sure? Because it'll blow your mind. Here goes. There's an invisible boy in my class. A real one. I don't mean a boy that everyone ignores and it's like he's invisible. I mean an actual, real-life, totally see-through boy who's actually completely invisible. I know what you're thinking. How do I know there's an invisible boy in my class if he's invisible? Well, sit back and let me tell you how a genius detective works. You see, I saw his name in the register on the teacher's desk. My teacher, Mr. Freebs, was giving me a lecture on how important it is to get along with everyone, even people you don't like. Even people like snobby Nathan Wall. Even evil snobby snobs like Nathan Wall. I'm getting off the point here. Basically, I was standing at the teacher's desk and I was too embarrassed to look him in the eye, so I was staring down at the desk. On the desk was the class register. In the register was the name of a new boy.